The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Refined style with elegant taste. Refined threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, refined threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Refined threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Refined threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Island Wholesale, John's Department Store, John West Shoes, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyro.
Talking Heads, the Friday, January 13th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Mr. Producer, can you bring me up a little bit in headphones? But I don't know what's going on here today. Right there. We saw that. Yeah, man. Now we percolate. Now we good. Happy Friday, everybody. Friday edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. And boy, we got lots to talk about. Lots to talk about. And before we get into the conversation today and start chopping it up, you know, I got to hook you up. I got to make sure your mind's right. I got to make sure your mind is in the right place. So I got your mind-bending brain teaser lined up for you. And we're playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes. Great show over there at the Joker's Wild. Headliner Pete George, feature comedian Richie Lease, and yours truly. Funny show from start to finish. Don't forget, it's 2-for-1 on all locals. Doors open at 8:15. Showtime is at 9 p.m. sharp. And we're located between the car and the beach tower over there at the beautiful Atlantis. All right, so take advantage of that, especially the 2-for-1 on all locals. Also playing for lunch or dinner your choice from Naughty Johnny's, Dunkin' Donuts coffee mugs, and some $5 fill-up hookups from KFC Nassau. All right, so it's fully loaded today. All right, and you know what we're playing for. Now I'll hook you up with your brain teaser. You know how to get your answers in? 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. All right. Great show as usual, Naughty. The most feared occasion is coming up. Could you play future song Valentine's Day is the worst day when a Bahamian ninja rich? Yeah, I can try to get that on there for you. I didn't know you had any Bahamian ninjas left. Anyway, let's get into it. Here's your teaser. You know what you're playing for. Okay, this is a good one. This is a good one. Wow. Okay. Wow, there's a lot to work with here today, Mr. Producer. I don't know where y'all found this sheet from today, but you got a lot of good surveys here. All right, recent survey of 100 Bahamian men. Survey revealed that 31% or 31 out of 100 said they have never done this at home. What is it? Recent survey, 100 Bahamian men. The survey revealed that 31% or 31 out of 100 admitted that they have never done this at home or where they live. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser you got between now and the news in the top of the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. While you get on that, I'm going to get on this. The headliners, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Who are us making headlines in the 242? And don't forget, new arrivals in stock right now at both Fine Thread locations, Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the South West Shopping Plaza location. Both of those great stores open for you 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Don't forget, you can check out all the new arrivals online simply by logging on to finethreads.com. And while you do your perusing, you can also do your shopping online. and then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. All right. And I'm opening up the phone lines to chime on in, okay? Chime on in and let me know how you feel on some of these headlines today. First and foremost, jumping up, blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views at Madison's 1844. Harbor Island's migrant woes. North Luther MP says the problem is worsening. Story by Kendia Dames, executive editor. There are growing concerns about a worsening illegal migrant problem on the small picturesque Harbor Island in Eleuthera, according to island officials. North Luther MP Sylvanus Petty and Harbor Island Chief Counselor Terrence Davis said yesterday residents are becoming increasingly worried. We have a serious problem with migrants coming from the south, Petty said. The government knows of it. We have several plans that we are putting in place. Hopefully soon we will be taking some action because it is very troublesome as it is getting out of control. Now, here's something that I have to ask. If it's out of control and Bahamians are at risk and feeling displaced, potentially feeling threatened, the government knowing about it and having plans that aren't already in place equates to not doing anything about it. You need to have those plans in place post-haste. They should have been in place. But when you campaign and you use one of your campaign narratives, as we are Bahamians of Haitian descent, what do you expect? That is an invitation, isn't it? So at the end of the day, here we are. And if Bahamians in Harbor Island feel displaced and feel threatened, that's an urgent situation. That needs to be addressed immediately. Not the government being aware of it and their plans that are going to be put into place and more pontification. No. Action speaks louder than words. And obviously, to put this in a little more context, there are viral videos all over social media from Harbor Island where Bahamians are documenting on TikTok, on Twitter, on YouTube, the same scenario that is being reported by the MP, Mr. Petty. Now, also speaking to The Guardian was City Chief Counselor Terrence Davis, who spoke to The Guardian in a separate interview, said new faces are popping up on Harbor Island frequently. I'm guessing that with what happened throughout the country and Harbor Island booming financially, a lot of persons migrated here. To be honest with you, if you walk around Harbor Island, you would see there are more and more new faces every day. Davis is worried that the island, which is approximately 3.5 miles long, will lose its charm and identity if the problem is not urgently addressed. What say you, my callers? What say you, my texters? What's your take on this scenario and situation that's brewing in Harbor Island? And we all been to Bar Island. So let's talk about that. Let me check some of these answers. Not cheat, not make up the bed. Not grocery shop it, nope. Not clean the house, not go to the gym. Wow. Some of y'all live vague. Some of y'all need to be more specific with your answers. You're putting these broad answers in there. Grocery shopping, no. Wash the dishes, no. Vacuum clean the house, wash dishes, wash car, none of the above, no. Make up bed, no. Clean the bathroom, no. Cheat, no. Y'all got to be more specific, too. Y'all putting down some broad answers. Take out the garbage, mow the lawn, cook dinner, wash dishes, go to church, grocery shopping, go to the gym. No, and not cut the grass either, who just texted in. Well, y'all off now. I don't know what's going on today. Y'all off. Y'all off. I need to get it together. All right. Some other headlines popping up. Coroner's Court hampered. Story by Kendia Dames as well. Sir Ian Winder. At it again. Chief Justice Sir Ian Winder addressed the matter at the opening of the Legal Year on Wednesday. Despite the numerous police-involved killings that have taken place over the last couple of years, the coroner's court has not been hearing inquests into those deaths. And now Chief Justice Sir Ian Wynder, addressing the matter at the opening of the legal year on Wednesday, saying the absence of a marshal to lead the evidence before the court is hampering its work. Whilst inquests other than police-involved deaths are being carried out, the court is unable to properly fulfill its mandate in respect to all deaths. He said discussions with the Director of Public Prosecutions had initially identified an officer to perform the function, but that option has since fallen through, and the search continues to locate a replacement marshal. Really? Really? Do you see how many red flags are in there? Do you see them? Good stuff, Sir Ian. Opening the first statement, we need a Freedom of Information Act. We need to deal with rape properly in the country, inclusive of marital rape. And I mean, that's how you come out of the gate. There's a couple of other things that were impressive in the first statement, and then boom, now today this. So Ian is on a mission. I like it. I like it. Let's check the text lines. Naughty, there is a group, Bahamas for Bahamians, that has been agitating for the government to do something about this migrant problem. Nothing substantial has been done to curb the issue. We must prosecute both employers and illegals. That's bottom line. We cannot continue to sit on this issue. Illegal migrants are coming in numbers on all of our islands. Yes, I agree. But we need to deal with all migrants. The ones that are coming illegally to our islands, and the ones that are coming, you know, via other means and other ways. We need to deal with all and sundry, so Bahamians are not displaced and made to feel like second-class citizens in their own home. There is no excuse. The government needs to prosecute whether it's a Bahamian or the undocumented migrant who is illegal because they breached our borders. We have to take this issue serious and just enforce our laws. Texter, I agree. Sometimes the devil is in the details, the execution, you know, getting it done, the follow-through with it, the stick-to-itiveness of it. Some other headlines. SPF, I didn't steal funds. Well, who did? Just tell us, Sam. Come on. SPF, tell us who did. If you did it, who did? Or if you moved them, but you didn't really want to move them, who told you to move them? Story by Travis Cartwright Carroll, news editor here at The Guardian. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried, who is on $250 million bond. I don't know that, but that $250 million bond, it's not $250 million bond. It's a couple of million, a couple of sureties, his parents' property. But anyway, I digress. And he's awaiting trial in New York on charges that he defrauded his customers out of billions of dollars yesterday, denied stealing our customer funds. Quoted as said, I didn't steal funds and I certainly didn't stash billions away. He said in a post on Substack, a blogging platform. Oh yeah, he's on social media again. Twitter as well too. Ankle bracelet and all. He's doing his thing via the house arrest scenario. Nearly all of my assets were and still are utilized to backstop FTX customers. Sorry. Nearly all of my assets were and still are utilizable to backstop FTX customers. I have, for instance, offered to contribute nearly all of my personal shares in Robinhood to customers. 100% if the Chapter 11 team would honor my D&O legal expense indemnification. FTX International and Alameda were both legitimately and independently profitable businesses in 2021, each making billions. And then Alameda lost about 80% of its assets value over the course of 2022 due to a series of market crashes, as did 3 Hours Capital and other crypto giants. Okay, so looks like Sam's starting to warm up, people. Sam pulling a do re mi fa sol la ti do re mi fa sol la ti do. He's warming up. Sam gonna sing. He gonna sing solo. He gonna sing duet. He gonna sing in a trio. He gonna sing in a quartet. He gonna sing in a choir. He gonna sing karaoke. He gonna sing a cappella. He can sing falsetto. He can sing bassetto. Yeah, man. Just kick back and watch. It come in. The posturing already is coming. And obviously, despite his lawyer saying you need to stay off social media, Sam ain't feeling that. Sam wants to be heard. You know? So, actually, and that was the first detailed response from Bankman-Fried, also known as SBF, to the, you know, regarding the fall of his cryptocurrency exchange. Since he was arrested in the Bahamas, here in the Bahamas, in December, and extradited to the U.S., he's been charged with 8 counts of fraud, which he's pled not guilty to. So again, we need to watch it play out. But the more we bring these things up and the more we looked at it, it's starting to take that course. And we should have been in front of this, not behind this. And my God, SBF all over social media, making statements everywhere. And we can't hear nothing from our AG. Nada. Zilch. Zero. Done. Nothing. Sam is correct. He might not have been barred from making various kinds of investments, including real estate. But y'all still way off now. Boy, looking like some of these answers are warming up right now. All right. Keep an eye on SBF. And now, of course, you know, Dame Marguerite appears justified in feeling disrespected. This according to former Progressive Liberal Party PLP candidate Minister George Smith, or Cabinet Minister George Smith, who is today one of the senior men in the governing party. And he said yesterday he understands why former Governor General Dame Marguerite Pinding is so fiercely protective of her husband's memory, and why she would have been offended if she was not properly acknowledged. I'm glad Mr. Smith has tried to enlighten some, especially some PLPs, on this scenario. Very delicate situation, you know, which has still been handled horribly. Okay? Which has still been handled horribly. Okay? And the fallout is still going on, which should not be going on. It's being drug out way too long. Let's check out the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? You need to turn your radio down for me, man. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. In the words of Denzel in Training Day, somebody drop this fool. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Anyway, sounds like somebody get into the Friday libations a little bit early. Mr. Smith went on to say, he wasn't present at the event, he was visiting Zuma, but he understands something was done to offend Dame Marguerite, causing her to publicly express her displeasure. Quoted as saying, I do not see her comments having been directed specifically at the party, he said. I see it as if being directed at those who organized the event at the mausoleum. And I think if she was not acknowledged, and acknowledged properly as the widow of the father of the nation, the widow of the man who led the party to majority rule victory, the widow of the man who led the country into independence, and for 25 years, then she was justified in her comments. She is a very protective individual of the legacy of Sir Lyndon Pinding, the late former prime minister. She was offended, and if she was she wasn't acknowledged, as she should be acknowledged, I would have been offended also. So there you have it. Thank you, Mr. Smith. You see that old school veteran Jedi right there? Boom. You can play around his lady pendant. No, sir. And if you could read between the lines on that quote, we know exactly who he pointed his finger at. Mr. Mitchell, that would be you. Because I remember the invite was, you know, we know this is your baby. For years without fears. You know? You go and, despite the rank hypocrisy, you go and do this every year. If you're a little bit of, you know, spotlight that you love so much, that political spotlight, because you love the pomp and circumstance of politics. But the actual politics of politics, I don't know. Jury's still out on that. And finally, PM looking into claims that Abaco workers are unpaid. Now, remember we spoke about this earlier in the week on the show. So that just shows you the power of talking heads. It also shows you the power of social media. A lot of very powerful voice notes went viral in this regard from both PLPs, FNMs, because guess what? In this regard, Bahamians were being wronged. And that's what I really loved about seeing everybody come together on this one, because it was Bahamians looking out for Bahamians. And at the end of the day, I'm glad to know that the PM is looking into claims that Abaco workers are unpaid. And we did speak to Mr. Clint Watson, press secretary at the OPM, and he told us he was going to get the information over, get it relayed, and get back to us. Well, we see the results there, so thank you for doing your due diligence, Clint. People like to carry you on any chance they get. But in this regard, you did your due diligence. So hats off to you, my brother. Job well done. Especially if Bahamians are going to get paid their long overdue back salary. That's what's important here. The Prime Minister, Philip Davis, is looking into claims that a group of Bahamian workers working for a development company on Abaco has not been paid since September 2022, according to Press Secretary Clint Watson. Workers can rest assured that the matter will now be investigated, he said during a press briefing at the OPM. The Prime Minister says he's been made aware today of what has been transpiring and will intervene and ensure there is resolution. Watson said it's unclear how many workers are impacted or how much is owed. Well, allegedly it's 45. And from when I glanced at that timesheet and pay sheet, it's juicy. It's a big number. Okay, thank you for bringing up this random text out of nowhere. Naughty, do you think guava duff should be our national dessert? Isn't it our national dessert already? Anyway, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Hey, Kermit.
Hello.
Hey, what's happening? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Can you hear me, CG?
I can hear you, CG. What's going on?
Naughty, the thing is, you know, this immigration issue, I won't comment on the immigration
issue. Boy, listen here, man. I heard from you in a couple of days. I thought you'd been on the dark web and didn't come back.
No, it's the dark net.
The dark net, the dark web, you know, all of that.
Well, most of the thing, in fact, I won't send you something so you don't have to, anyway, no link with it.
You might have got caught up in a dark web on the dark net. How about that?
Well, there's always a web somewhere because pirates send them all over the place. Sometimes you run into them and don't even know they're engulfing you, right?
Especially Peter Parker. But what you got for me, man?
Well, I'm only simply trying to say it's a numbers game when it comes to the immigration issue. Eventually, as the numbers continue, there will be a number of individuals in this country who really don't need to be calling themselves Bahamians because they don't want to be Bahamians. They want to be who they are. Whoever they are, I don't know, but I'm just simply saying we have not been able to address this issue because we are afraid to ask the U.S. to help us with it. We want to manage it. We want to use them. And we want to use them. Let me give you an example. I know a couple of young ladies who are underage, being pregnant for men, Bahamian men, and a little further. But and you know what the men tell them? Your man filed here illegally, and you can't take me to court. So see, they're paralyzed now. When they fight back, see, it's when they fight back. That's the viciousness that we're gonna feel
because right. We are the backlash.
Yeah, men are taking advantage of these little girls because they're Asians, they're Jamaicans, they're whatever they are, and their parents are illegal. So as a result, when they get big up and the guys don't want pay to take care of the child, they can't do nothing. And that's pressure. It's going to come back to haunt us because of our bad behavior. Now, to the two women who are fighting over Celindon, right? I leave that right there.
Have a great week. I love a good joke when I hear it. Anyway, why? Hey, Michael Otto is the biggest, the best, and the biggest and best. I swear. I swear, I swear, I swear, I swear. So, yeah, that's a wrap right there on your headliners. Let's slide up into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. And don't forget John's new arrivals every Monday and Tuesday, ladies. All right, wide selection for men, women, and children. Casual, formal, and athletic. All right, new selection on Clarks and Sperry's as well, fellas. Be sure to check them out on that. And don't forget, your fast fashion, your workwear, all the accessories to go along with that. And now they have small home appliances and cookware available for you as well at both John's locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta. Be sure to check them out today. And remember, John's, serving you is a pleasure. All right. Buzz, wrapping this whole thing up with, you know, Mausoleum Gate and Majority Rule Day Gate. The end of the day, I think when you have senior members of the PLP speaking out, and you have other members like stepping back, maybe not going public with it, but offering some sort of, you know, side-eyed look at it, you have to take it for what it is. I think it escalated way out of proportion. It could have been nipped in the bud. Mr. Mitchell wanted to be strong and wrong. Could have apologized there and then, problem solved. But no, you want to push the envelope some more, send your little jaded comments, you know, age and stage. Yeah. But we could see how this turned out, you know, for you, Mr. Mitchell, that you might be at that age and stage as well. Because a simple invitation done correctly would have been fine. Now it brings into wonder and doubt. It brings me into to question, you know, the capacity of our Minister of Foreign Affairs and the chairman of the PIP. I got to question it. You might be at that age and stage. Because obviously you admitted inviting and acknowledging Lady Penland. And then when you had the opportunity to apologize and nip it in the bud, you remained strong and wrong, refusing to. Dropping the age and stage nugget. But at the end of the day, if the party has circled their wagons, and Bahamians in general, regardless of political affiliation, have circled their wagons, then a simple apology would take care of this whole scenario. A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. You're our number one diplomat. You need to figure that out and make it happen. You cannot have a national pearl and a national treasure like Lady Penland disgruntled right now and upset over something that could have been avoided. No better, do better. Afternoon, Nordy. I know nobody wants to hear about COVID anymore, but I need to know where we are at because of the South Beach clinics have to be closed down to deal with COVID cases. Then does that mean we're having issues again? We're getting torn around. We're getting turned around and told to go to Elizabeth or Flamingo clinics for services, even though I live all the way in the South. All right. I'm just hearing about this texter as far as the clinic situation. So I'll double check on that. I'll do some due diligence on that. But yeah, you still have to be aware of it. Don't think as the world's moved on that it's still not out there. It's still affecting people. It's still quite real. So you got to do your due diligence. Let's check these other texts. Naughty. Fred should have simply apologized, gave her a hug, and case closed. Exactly. But that didn't happen. Nope. Knickers in a knot. And here we are. No apology. Again, Naughty, I say maybe Har Island should take a page out of Long Island's book when it comes to the deterrence of illegal migration. When was the last time you heard any complaints from Long Islanders? Just saying. That's real, brother. That is real right there. That is real, 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 real. All right. Let's get to the first break, Mr. Producer. And on the flip side of the break, we'll check out the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. Brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. We'll slide into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, and we'll get you ready for the top of the hour, the news at 5, right here on Guardian Talk Radio 96.9 FM, the Friday, January 13th edition of Talking Heads continues right after. It's Friday the 13th? Oh, you know what I got to do when I get off Jokers tonight, man. Friday the 13th, marathon with my sons. It's all about Jason Voorhees tonight, kids. That's what I'm talking about. In the meantime, we'll get to the break. And on the flip side of the break, we'll pick it up right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Juice. juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Want to be the MVP of the party for the big game this year? And win cash? Just take your favorite Frito-Lay chips, Cheetos, or Tostitos and salsa to the party, and you will be the MVP and have a chance to win cash. All you have to do is purchase any large Frito-Lay chips, Tostitos, salsa, or Cheetos from participating grocery stores. Think you can throw the football? Come and play the throw and win game this Saturday, January 14th, 1 to 3 p.m. at Extra Value Nassau Village. Just throw the football through the uprights to win instant prizes. Frito-Lay chips distributed by Island Wholesale.
Refined style with elegant taste. Then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then Fine Threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then Fine Threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Is your 2023 goal to move into your own home? Well, future homeowner, enjoy another payday. Build or buy a home with financing from CIBC First Caribbean, and you'll receive cash back every month for 1 year. A home is one of your greatest investments, so secure one soon. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/homeowners payday for more info. Offer valid from January 9 through to March 31, 2023. Terms and conditions apply.
Flavor alert! The Dunkin' Maple Sugar Bacon Breakfast Sandwich is the perfect blend of maple and smoked bacon in every bite. Enjoy a fluffy egg, melted Swiss cheese, and sweet caramelized maple sugar smoked bacon, all stacked on a warm, flaky croissant. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Tap into maple flavor today at Dunkin'. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Julio cast, last. Now everybody go talk breakfast.
Shayo.
Back at you on the Friday edition of Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, the Friday, January 13th edition. All right, let's check the text lines real quick, and then we get up in, into the global warming. Naughty Lady Peninsula have asked Fred if he smelled his top lip. I was waiting for that, you know. I was waiting for that. No worries. All right, So yeah, I was waiting for that. I was waiting for that stinger to come from Lady Pendant. Yeah, I really was. So at the end of the day, you know, it may still come because no apology has arrived. All right, let's check out the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And listen, man, listen, people. KFC Nassau are doing big things. Big things. All right? I'm telling you, man, they're giving you more clunk for your buck. That's right. Hungry for deals and need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Pick has got you covered, all right? Packed with 4 thighs, 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. All right? And don't forget, you still got the KFC Genius menu going on as well. Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. And it's all part of the KFC Genius menu. The KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. All right, and don't forget, you get a chance to win them each and every day right here on Talking Heads. Well, yeah, those snack boxes, all good, at your favorite KFC location. All right, available for you for takeout and for drive-thru. And the drive-thrus are opening and frying until midnight. All right, let's see what's heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less on today's Global Warming, all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Where do we start? Look at here. Lisa Marie Presley, the only child of singer and actor Elvis Presley, suffered apparent cardiac arrest and died Thursday. She was only 54. Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune have been renewed for 5 more years on ABC-owned stations. Meredith Will bids farewell to Seattle when Grey's Anatomy returns. Uh-huh. Charles White, the Southern California tailback who won the Heisman Trophy in 1979, lost his battle with cancer on Wednesday. He was 64. Speaking of cancer, we heard that the Lord of the Dance, Michael Flatley, is fighting an aggressive form of cancer, and that's all we've heard. Actress Carol Cook died 3 days away from her 99th birthday. If you don't know her, she was grandma in the 80s movies 16 Candles. Yeah, that's a classic right there. Best advice, if you win tonight's 1.3 Mega Million jackpot, keep it quiet. Get organized, make a plan, and then just disappear. I think that works. What else is going on? That's pretty much it. Nothing major. A royal source says that in light of Harry's new book, don't be surprised if Harry and Meghan are stripped of their royal titles in the near future. I don't think they want them. And yes, that was Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez at a Dunkin' drive-thru, Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru restaurant the other day, working at it. All right? And they filmed the commercial for the coffee chain because you know they run on Dunkin'. And that's a wrap right there on your Global Warming. Was heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you by KFC Nassau. All right, let me slide up into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, get you ready for the news. All right, and as I run on Dunkin' into the break, into the news, on my coffee break, don't forget, I got to let you know all the goodness that's going on at Dunkin'. We were there yesterday, East Street South location, and it's all good. And it was all good. And I want to remind you that they got great deals going on at Dunkin'. They still got the holiday flavors going on for you, all right? So you can still get the peppermint mocha, the white chocolate latte, and, of course, that the new sugar cookie latte. Yeah, that new one, that brown sugar cookie latte is off the chain as well. And don't forget the Dunkin' turkey cranberry sandwich. All right, layers of sliced deli turkey, Swiss cheese, arugula on a flaky croissant, topped with mustard and cranberry sauce. It's all good. Get it as a combo with the popcorn poppers and that iced tea. All of that $9 VAT included. You can't beat that with a stick, all right? All that goodness waiting on you, plus the coffee's hot or cold, plus the donuts waiting on you at your favorite Dunkin' location. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Bernard Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, all right? Carmichael, the newest location, and at the airport, pre-clearance and post-clearance. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. All right, we got a winner. And a lot of you were, you know, I thought you got to be more specific or pacific, and you weren't. But finally, the person who said, clean the bathroom, and then they got specific. They said, actually, clean the toilet. That's your correct answer right there. 31% of the Bahamian males that were surveyed, 31 out of 100, said they have never cleaned the toilet a day in their life. Not in their ma's house, not in their new house, not in their wherever they rent. Yeah, they don't do the toilet cleaning. All right? We don't have a winner, so we'll double it up on Monday on the Brain Teaser. And don't forget, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday next week, open lines and open text lines. You can text in, you can call in and win either way. On Tuesday and Thursday, phone line only. All right? So with that being said, you know how we're doing it next week. All right? Get it? Got it? Good. Now that we got all of that out of the way, let's get up into the news there, Mr. Producer. Let's get to the break, second break, and then we'll get straight into the news in the 5 o'clock hour. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we're talking sports, getting you ready for NFL Wild Card Weekend. It's one and done from here, and you lose, and you go home. And it's a fully loaded slate, and I see the upset bird swirling in some of these matchups. So we'll talk about that, all right? Later on down in the 5 o'clock hour, Earl the Pearl will be joining us off the top. Well, you know what's coming up. Today in Sports History, brought to you by Naughty Johnny's. And we'll get into the home court. All the local sports action brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau on the top of the 5 o'clock. And on the flip side, who's in and who's out, we'll get into that NFL coverage. And at the bottom of the hour, We'll give you our pigskin picks, brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. So keep it right where you got it. Talking Heads continues right after this.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Banquet Fidelity, it's good for you and me. It means a lot to own a lot in paradise. We have beautiful islands for you to choose. Come and get advice to live in paradise. Lot loans with Fidelity, we're good for you.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas. 96.9 FM, fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you play,
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Here we go. J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S.J. Insurance.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Your cars, last. Now everybody go to breakfast.
Thank you. your cars. Last, last, now everybody go to breakfast.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Listen to you. Before we go any further, for those who may be watching on cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612, or streaming us live on GuardianTalkRadio.com, listen to you. It's cold in this studio today. I don't know who turned the AC down to zero or to Antarctica, to the Antarctica setting. And didn't turn it back, but boy, cold in here. So yeah, I did go and put on a big jacket. If you see me in a big bomber jacket, no shame in my game. And if it get any colder, I will be dropping the hoodie. Okay? Because I got to stay warm. Hey, Mr. Producer, I think y'all can hang meat in here today. It's been so cold in here. Y'all can hang meat in here. Like, you could store meat for restaurants. It's colder than the food store meat section, bro. Like the freezers. But we'll get through it. We'll get through it. We're warriors. Hey, don't turn it down now. I done put on this bomber jacket. Then you want me sweat to death. No, sir. Leave it here. Let me pretend like I with my friends in New York or Minnesota. Yeah. Let me feel a little cold, a little nipply. Yeah. So let's get into it. We set it off each and every day. In the 5 o'clock hour with Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. All right, well worth the trip out there to the 04 Chopping Plaza. And don't forget, tonight's Friday, 5 to 7 p.m., happy hour going on. It just kicked off. They got some great cocktails, great foods, going on for you. Be sure to check them out. Well worth the trip out there to the 04 Chopping Plaza. Give them a call, see what they got going on for you. 377-7776. And don't forget tomorrow, breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Naughty Johnny's. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. All right. So let's check out this day in sports history. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And on this day, January 13th, in 1962, Wilt Chamberlain of the Philadelphia Warriors scored 73 points against the Chicago Packers. The Bulls were known as the Packers before. I don't know. Yeah, leave it alone. 1968, Bill Masterson of the Minnesota North Stars was injured when he checked into the boards. He died 2 days later. He was the first casualty in NHL history. 1983, the Quebec Nordiques played their 251st NHL game without being shut out. 1984, Wayne Gretzky extended his NHL consecutive scoring streak to 45 games. 1986, the NCAA adopted the controversial Proposal 48, which went to be known as Prop 48, which set standards for Division I freshman eligibility. 1995, a collective bargaining agreement was ratified by NHL players. 1998, the NFL completed a $9.2 billion deal to keep Monday Night Football on ABC and the entire Sunday Night cable package for ESPN. 1999, Michael Jordan of the Chicago Bulls announced his retirement from the NBA. 2003, the NHL's Buffalo Sabres filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. 2005, Major League Baseball adopted a steroid testing program that suspended first-time offenders for 10 days and randomly tested players year-round. In 2005, the NFL fined Randy Moss of the Minnesota Vikings $10,000 for pretending to pull down his pants and moon the Green Bay Packer crowd during a playoff win the previous weekend. Sports quote of the day, when you face a fork in the road, step on the accelerator. Pat Riley. All right? And that's a wrap on Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Now, we're waiting for Pearly to zoom in and chime in. And I'm sure he'll chime in short order. But we'll slide out of Today in Sports History, brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's, into the home court. The local sports scene and the local sports news, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And it's all about that meat whopper at Burger King Nassau. Be sure to check that out today. It is all good. Get it your way right away. All right? Get it by itself or get it as a combo. And don't forget, you got the plant-based option as well. So be sure to check it out at your favorite BK location for takeout, drive-through, and delivery with the Craven app. All right. Let's check out the local scene. Season high for Buddy. Buddy Hield explodes for 31 points, but the Pacers fall to the Knicks, just like I called it here yesterday. I said, I like the Knicks at home. The Pacers are playing good ball. I think Buddy will do well. But something about the Knicks in the Garden tells me, gives me that little feeling they might pull that one off at home. And they did. But nonetheless, Buddy exploded. Bahamian pro basketball player with the Indiana Pacers, Shavano Buddy Hield. Story by Simba French as well in today's Guardian. Buddy Hield scored a season high and team high 31 points on Wednesday night. But his squad dropped a 119-113 loss to the New York Knicks at the iconic Madison Square Garden in New York City. Hield played 32 minutes in the contest and was very efficient. All right, in the fourth quarter, especially 13-point fourth quarter, was an outburst. All right, and it wasn't enough, as the Pacers, who were down by 14 at the beginning of the fourth, kept chipping away at the lead, but ended up falling by 6. The loss drops the Pacers to 23-19, and the seventh seed in the Eastern Conference of the NBA. The Knicks moved up one spot ahead of the Pacers. They have an identical record, but the Knicks lead the season series 2-0 with 2 more to play. So at the moment, they got the tiebreaker advantage. Grand Bahama native Hield was scorching out from beyond the three-point arc in the game as he made 7 three-point shots, 7 trays, tying a season high for made three-point shots. He brought his total to 23 made shots from deep in the first 5 games this month. Overall, he went 11 of 20 from the field, shooting 55%, and 7 of 15 from deep, which is a 46.7% clip. He also grabbed 8 rebounds. And remember now, Buddy's career high is 42 points. Keeping it in basketball, Aubrey and Green helped Chipola to 20th straight win. Bahamians Dayton Aubrey and Paul Green helped the Chipola College Indians to its 20th straight victory of the season on Wednesday night as they took care of the Pensacola State College Pirates 64-61 in a road victory at the Hartzell Arena in Pensacola, Florida. The win has the Indians with an unblemished 20-0 win-loss record on the season and a 2-0 record in the Panhandle Conference. It's also guaranteed that the Indians would stay at the top as the top-ranked team in the country in the NJCAA, the National Junior College Athletic Association. So we'll keep an eye there. But I'm telling you, good to see Bahamians doing their thing, man. All right, it was a no-scoring night for both Aubrey and Green. Aubrey finished the night scoring 5 points and grabbing 5 rebounds while dishing out 2 assists in the 21 minutes he played. And Green played played 18 minutes and went 1 of 1 and grabbed 3 rebounds. So he had 2 points and 3 rebounds in his 18 minutes. But nonetheless, good showing, and they're 20-0. So we'll keep an eye on that squad. BFA set to restart soccer season. The Bahamas Football Association, BFA, welcomes the reopening of the soccer season for the 2023 campaign at the Roscoe A.L. Davies Field this weekend. BFA Technical Director Bruce Swan expresses excitement for the new year, with re-energized players ready to compete on the field. It is anticipated this year that there will be an uptick in participation and engagement from local clubs, physical education teachers, and family island leagues. Last year, we were able to host the BFA Beach Soccer Cup on home sand, and many young people from across the country had an opportunity to see and join in the excitement, watching from the stands or online. We believe the passion for soccer is increasing, whether at the professional, amateur, men's, and women's national team level, senior league, through youth organizations or the national beach soccer team, Swan expressed. So we'll keep an eye on it. Glad to know soccer is back. And hopefully smooth sailing. We see a lot of games. Because I'll tell you, man, when done right, soccer is all good. When done wrong, soccer could be a kick in the grass. I said grass. G-R-A-S-S. Grass. Yeah. Anyway, do we got Mr. Producer? I think we got Peter and Pearlie trying to chime in. I know we got Peter. What about Pearlie? We got neither? Peter zoomed in. Peter should be there. Give him a gander there, Mr. Producer. Peter's trying to zoom in. He's giving me the old Russell Wilson, let's ride. Let's do it. All right. Well, Peter, you need to try zooming again. And Pearlie, I don't know what's going on with Pearlie. I think Pearlie might be captive, might be hostage. He might be fully domesticated now. He might be cleaning and washing and doing the beds. He probably got ironing to do. And then he got a cooker after that. So I might be bringing it solo here today. So that's all good too. Make that happen. All right, so that's a wrap right there on your home court. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And let's go ahead and get to the first break, Mr. Producer. And on the flip side of the break, we'll get up into it. All right? We'll get into who's in and who's out. I'll get you your latest breaking news from the NBA, the NFL, and Major League Baseball. And, of course, we'll get up into our pigskin picks. It's NFL Wild Card Weekend. We got lots to talk about, and it's all coming up on the flip side of the break. So keep it right where you got it as the Friday the 13th edition, the January 13th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Clicking, paid, merchant service, buying fidelity. Accepted credit and debit card, that's the way it should be. Mobile in, fixed terminal and online banking too. E-commerce and pay button is waiting for you. Fidelity. Fidelity. Fidelity, be good for you.
Flavor alert! The Dunkin' Maple Sugar Bacon Breakfast Sandwich is the perfect blend of maple and smoked bacon in every bite. Enjoy a fluffy egg, melted Swiss cheese, and sweet caramelized maple sugar smoked bacon, all stacked on a warm, flaky croissant. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Tap into maple flavor today at Dunkin'. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy and spicy is tradition.
So when you play,
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Young cast, last, now everybody go to breakfast.
Shayo.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. The Friday, January 13th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. Mr. Producer, any luck with Peter or Pearly? All right, let me know when they chime in. But I'll tell you. Got some news for you as we get into who's in and who's out. Okay? And some breaking news. Coming out, Todd McVay, coach of the Rams, says that he's going to stay with the Rams. Sorry, Sean McVay, not Todd McVay. See, look at me. Rams head coach Sean McVay will return for the 2023 season amid retirement rumors. Amid speculation that he might step down after a difficult 2022 season, Sean McVay is returning for a seventh campaign as head coach for the Los Angeles Rams. This according to Adam Wells of the Bleacher Report. Injuries and a depleted roster ruined the Rams' hopes of repeating as Super Bowl champions. That 12 losses were the most in a season by the reigning champion or by a reigning champion. ESPN Adam Schefter reported prior to Sunday's regular season finale against the Seattle Seahawks that McVay's future was in limbo and he would take some time to make a decision. There had been some indication McVay was at least considering not coming back for the 2023 campaign. ESPN's Chris Morsenson reported last month that Rams offensive coordinator Liam Cohen was expected to take the same position at the University of Kentucky next season, a move that is now official. McVay teased retirement after leading Los Angeles to a victory in Super Bowl 56 last year. So we'll see how it pays out. Remember, he said he's going to stick around for 2023. He's only 36. He could pull a Dick Vermeil, like how Vermeil did, retire, go into broadcasting. Because they've been, you know, McVay is committed to return as Rams head coach. However, Andrew Marchand of the New York Post reported the 36-year-old was set to have a meeting with Amazon about being the color commentator for Thursday Night Football, and that they were willing to offer him a 5-year, $100 million contract. Now, the opportunity to become a broadcaster is almost certainly available to McVay whenever he retires. He's likely going to stick it out and ride with the Rams for the 2023 season and see if he can get a rebound season. Now, it's going to be tough because the Rams are in a tricky spot as far as significantly improving their roster for next season. They're projected to be about $3 million over the cap right now, and they don't have a first-round pick stemming from the Matthew Stafford trade. So, you know, maybe McVay is trying to get out early rather than late because he sees the handwriting on the wall. So we'll keep an eye on that and see how that pans out as well. All pros were named today in the NFL. And I got them for you. Got a list of all pros for you. First team all pros, the AP all pros for 2022. First team offense. At quarterback, Patrick Mahomes of the Kansas City Chiefs. Running back, Josh Jacobs of the Las Vegas Raiders. Wide receivers, Justin Jefferson of the Minnesota Vikings, Tyreek Hill of the Miami Dolphins, Devontae Adams of the Las Vegas Raiders. Tight end, Travis Kelce of the Kansas City Chiefs. Left tackle, Trent Williams of the San Francisco 49ers. Left guard, Joe Bitonio of the Cleveland Browns. Center is Jason Kelce of the Philadelphia Eagles. Right guard is Zach Martin of the Dallas Cowboys. Right tackle is Lane Johnson of the Philadelphia Eagles. Here's your first team defense. Edge rushers, Nick Bosa of the 49ers, Micah Parsons of the Cowboys. Defensive line, Chris Jones of the Chiefs, Quinnen Williams of the Jets. Linebacker, Fred Warner of the 49ers, Roquan Smith of the Baltimore Ravens, and Matt Milano of the Buffalo Bills. Cornerbacks, rookie Sauce Gardner of the New York Jets, and second-year man Patrick Surtain, the second of the Denver Broncos. Safety was Minka Fitzpatrick of the Pittsburgh Steelers, along with Talanoa Hufanga of the San Francisco 49ers. First team special teams, kicker Daniel Carlson of the Las Vegas Raiders, punter Tommy Townsend of the Kansas City Chiefs, kick returner Keyshawn Nixon of the Green Bay Packers, punt returner Marcus Jones of the Patriots, Jeremy Reeves of the Washington Commanders was the place kicker that was the special teamer, was like the holder, you know, and long snapper Andrew DePaula of the Minnesota Vikings was the long snapper on all first special teamers for the offense. I hear you, Purdy. Just hang tight. I'll get to you. You missed out on your Dolphins first team Pro Bowlers, by the way. All pro, by the way. You had Tyreek Hill of the Miami Dolphins made the first-team All-Pro at wide receiver. Second-team offense, quarterback Jalen Hurts of the Philadelphia Eagles, running back Nick Chubb of the Cleveland Browns, wide receivers A.J. Brown of the Eagles, Stephon Diggs of the Bills, C.D. Lamb of the Cowboys. Tight end, George Kittle of the 49ers. Left tackle, Andrew Thomas of the Giants. Left guard, Joe Thuney of the Chiefs. Center, Creed Humphrey of the Chiefs. Right guard, Chris Lindstrom of the Falcons. And right tackle, Tristan Wirfs of the Buccaneers. Second team defense, edge rushers, Myles Garrett of the Cleveland Browns. Hassan Reddick of the Eagles. Defensive line, Dexter Lawrence of the Giants. Jeffrey Simmons of the Titans. Linebackers, Bobby Wagner of the Rams. C.J. Mosley of the Jets. And DeMario Davis of the Saints. Cornerbacks, Jair Alexander of the Green Bay Packers and James Bradbury of the Philadelphia Eagles. Safety was Derwin James of the Los Angeles Chargers and Justin Simmons of the Denver Broncos. So there you have it. Good, balanced all-pro first and second team. Purdy, you heard any names you liked on there or you disagreed with?
No, I like it.
I think it was balanced.
Some people expected Xavier Howard, but I thought he had a lousy year. I don't think he deserves it, so he's not there.
Well, you've been on him all year, so.
Yeah.
You ain't giving him no break.
Didn't burn too many times. I like the quarterbacks. I'm happy with them.
Yeah, that was across the board. That was good choice there. We'll see where it goes.
The only question I have is defensive tackle. I thought Christian Wilkinson deserved that. I don't think Jeffrey Simmons or Dexter Lawrence had a better year than him. But you know, that's what they say. So
that's what you got to go with. But it's not fair.
Yeah.
Because I think Mr. Diggs should have been at least on that second team. Him or Bradbury of the Eagles.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a toss-up right there. Couple of things, though, Purdy, that you got to keep your eye on. We spoke about it yesterday. Opened up the show with it while I was waiting for you to join. And, of course, Peter's on the way. So, Kermie, listen out for Peter and make sure I bring him in gently. Because if he's in the truck, we don't need all kind of keys and silver beer and, you know, beer cans and all kind of stuff. All right.
That's all we need to know.
But you're a professional there, Purdy. We're still working on Peter
with that.
Now, couple of things. We talked about it yesterday. McVay is going to stay with the Rams at least for 2023. He's been offered $100 million by Amazon to join the Thursday Night Football booth as a color commentator. 5 years, $100
million.
Five years, $100 million. Yeah, not bad. But he says he's going to return. He's going to return. So I don't know. I don't know if he's just going to go through the motions this year and then get off into the booth. But he's young, and he reminds me of Dick Vermeil, who coached the Rams to a Super Bowl and the Eagles prior to coaching the Rams. And he ended up with the Chiefs. But I will tell you, man, he reminds me of Dick Vermeil, young enough to walk away from the game and still come back at a later age and still be significant and still be part, you know, of shaping the NFL and being a great coach. But right now, he says, no indication, no plans to leave. He's going to be back as the head coach next year for the Los Angeles Rams.
I think there will be some unfinished work. I think he needs to, you know, because he had a lot of injuries and everything this year. So I applaud him for that. That's wonderful stuff.
Now, the Packers, they say they're not ready to move on from Aaron Rodgers. Their GM, Brian Gutten. Listen, I don't even want to say this dude's name, but his name is Brian Gutekunst.
That's what the Green Bay Packers general manager said.
But I got to get it right. Gutekunst. Do you hear it? Gutekunst. But you say that wrong, boy.
Ben Urkel called you for person on the radio. Don't blame me.
Gutekunst. Boy, I tell you. Yeah, let's stick with that. The Packers GM says on Friday that the organization isn't yet ready to move on from quarterback Aaron Rodgers. As per ESPN's Rob Demovosky, the GM from Green Bay noted he would tell Rodgers directly if the team wanted to move in a different direction. If we were, sure, absolutely we would. You've got to be honest with him. You know what I mean? I think he deserves that if we get to that point. We're not at that point. There has been a great deal of speculation regarding the 39-year-old future Hall of Famer since Green Bay was eliminated from playoff contention last weekend with a 2016 home loss to the Detroit Lions in a win-and-go-home scenario. So the Packers are saying they're not done with Rodgers. But is Rodgers done with the Packers, Purdy?
That's the question, because it's not whether the Packers are done with him. And the thing with last year is the same thing. He holding out and no saying what he wants to do. So the Packers have put the cards on the table. Yo, we want you back. What you can do now? And he needs to make a decision quickly because it affects signings. That's why Devante Adams is not there now, because he took too long.
Okay.
They should keep him. They should take him. Keep him one more year.
That is true.
He still got stuff in the tank.
That's also true.
One thing about Peter, bro, he won't try to segue in delicately. He just comes, you know, kick down the door, wave in the 4-4 like Biggie.
But, you know, what I find amazing is Peter and I have been on the same page quite recently. It's amazing, isn't that?
It's actually nauseating, if you ask me.
Naughty agreed with me on something now, Peter. This is a great 2023.
You go tell the Dolphins that unless Tua plays, I am not watching the game.
Well, then you ain't watching the game.
Then you ain't watching the game.
The problem with Rodgers
is... I know something. If by some stroke of luck, by God's good grace, that something happens in Miami in that game, I promise you Monday morning I will be that guy.
Well, you don't have to worry about that. But
I'll book a vacation for Monday just in case.
All right, guys, let's get up into it, man. We're wrapping up.
I need to add something on that Aaron Rodgers thing real quick. Don't be so sure how much the Packers, they may say publicly they want him back. The Packers' offense got better when they took the ball out of Rodgers' hands. They went from about 23 carries a game on the running game to about 36 carries a game with the running backs. And that's when the offense got better. So we don't know. And there was an article about a month ago saying, hey, they kind of like Jordan Love. And they think if we get rid of Rodgers, we can eat the hit cap-wise because we got Love on the rookie deal. And we feel Love has gotten significantly better and enough better in the last two seasons for us to say, you know what, we can roll with you. And we can do that because we feel the Vikings, the Bears, and the Lions, they're just nothing scary. We feel we can roll with Love and who we got until win the division and kick Rodgers and his, I'm going to play him, his Brett Favre-ish like antics
if
somewhere else.
If they believe that, they could finish last next year, because Detroit will be a better team next year. Minnesota is a good team. They just need a couple of things to tweak. And the Bears, anyway. But between Minnesota and Detroit...
We got to get number one pick, buddy. Don't.
And then you got the number one pick, and if you use it wisely. But I mean, on Monday, I know we don't have time to talk about it, but Monday I want to talk about some Bears and your options as to whether to trade Justin Fields or trade the number one pick, or just go with the pick. So think about that. Let's talk about that Monday.
It's just politics. It's no one's drafting a 190-pound quarterback to play in Chicago. It's just not going to happen. He won't last. You can't. It's too cold. He'll have to play in a dome like Breeze did in New Orleans. You cannot be 6 foot flat, 180 pounds, 90 pounds, and play in Chicago as a quarterback. Fields fits because he's 228 pounds, 6 foot four. That makes sense. Josh Allen makes sense because he's a big guy. You can't put, like Tua wouldn't work in Buffalo because he's a small guy. But even though Tua is small, he's like 210 pounds. He's not some 180-pound quarterback. I don't know. There's never been a quarterback as small as Bryce Young, who's been a star in the NFL
for
a full season.
You can safely say he will put on 20, 30 pounds. So I think he would be about 210 pounds.
We will see. And I'm not sold on Alabama quarterbacks lately. I'm like, man, you know, Tua's like the only good one recently. What do you got? A.J. McCarron? And he's not. Tua's like what? Would you say Tua's the best Alabama quarterback in the last 10 years?
Boy, I don't know.
Is there somebody else?
Right.
Not Mac Jones?
Right.
When McDaniels left, he took the offense with him, apparently.
A.J. McCarron was pretty good.
Career backup.
Not better than Tua.
At Alabama?
No, in life. Jalen Hurts. Sorry, Jalen Hurts. Alabama quarterback, kind of.
Yeah.
Season.
They got rid of him for Tua. And who's the better pro quarterback right now? Jalen Hurts.
Is he
been the healthier quarterback right now, Jalen?
Fair point.
All right. So let's wait and see. Let's don't form the opinion just yet.
All right, let's form opinions on the games coming up for Wild Card Weekend. It's 5:38 p.m. Don't forget, we got Rich Eisen on the final 10 today giving us his playoff breakdown and how he sees it for Wild Card Weekend. So let's get in it, man.
Cowboys, it's hard because Brady's under.
Hold on, we ain't starting with them, bro. Calm down, calm down. We ain't starting with the Cowboys yet. We saving the best for last.
I'm passionate about some Cowboys today.
Pace yourself because we saving them for last. Remember now, you can bet all of the NFL Super Wild Card Weekend with the Island Game. Simply log on to theislandgame.com. Check out their sports book. See all the options to play and to win. All right? And pick your favorite team. Cherry, do a parlay.
Cherry.
Could you let me finish the sponsor information? And then you can have your Jerry Jones moment. Go ahead. You can pick up the Jerry now.
Cherry. The man's been slowly building a team since he fired Jimmy Johnson.
Well, Mr. Peter, here's my Jerry impersonation. Well, Mr. Peter, we're going to talk about the Cowboys last. So just pace yourself. We'll talk about the goodness and the greatness of an impending Cowboys Super Bowl run in just a minute, Mr. Peter. I'll tell you what.
Cooper Rush. Okay.
All right. So we're going to start off with the 49ers and the Seahawks tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. in the wild card round. Listen, I was thinking about it. A slight upset bird could be swirling here because it is a division game. They know each other. Geno Smith is fired up. No.
49ers by 10 points or more, by double digits.
Careful, Pearly. A lot of rain coming down in San Francisco.
That's why with a lot of mercy, who they got rain coming down and what they got, two of the top five running backs in the game.
And Seattle got no stranger to your fantasy championship lineup who helped get you there, Kenneth Walker.
I know.
Ah, you see, but you know, don't downplay it because you wouldn't trade Kenny for nobody.
No.
And you wrote him, so don't talk about, oh yeah. You know I'm saying something with sense there when I say Kenneth Walker the third.
I'm not saying you like it, but I don't see it. I just don't see it.
I do. The Bears The Bears beat the 49ers a week.
In the mud, running the football, baby. That's right. Let them know, Mr. Peter. Let them know.
So we know that.
All right.
I think it's going to be a tight NFC West slugfest between two rivals. I'm going to give San Francisco the nod simply because they're at home and they got that defense. But listen. If this turns into a slobber knocker and a nail biter, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, 49ers by four. I think the game comes down to turnovers. Who gets the most turnovers wins the game.
We got
49ers by a touchdown plus.
Okay, we got the Jaguars and the Chargers tomorrow night, 8:15 from Jacksonville.
The East Jesus meets the West Jesus. Okay, we're going to go with... Oh boy, that's tough. I think Williams is out, so I'm gonna roll with the Jags.
Well, since Trevor Lawrence has been my hero all fantasy, I'm going with the Jags.
Well, I'll be honest with you. Over the last 6 weeks, Peterson has got the Jags playing at an excellent level, at a high level on both sides of the football.
Yeah.
They're at home. They've put themselves in this position by winning a weak division, albeit, but they have been the best team in that division over the last 6 weeks. And I'll tell you, Peterson has got them ready to play. Watch out for Evan Ingram having a huge game, all right? Watch out for Christian Kirk making an appearance or two, and watch out for Travis Etienne getting involved in the game. I think it's going to be a tight game because, obviously, you know, you have Herbert on the other side. They could put up numbers over there in Los Angeles with the Chargers. However, at the end of the day, I think the mojo right now, the hottest team recently, has been the Jaguars, and they're at home, and I got to go with them.
But the bottom line also is Trevor Lawrence's numbers are better than Justin Herbert's numbers. Justin Herbert's got 600 more passing yards than him. They got the same amount of touchdowns. Lawrence got two less interceptions, and Lawrence passed up. Quarterback rating is 95 to Herbert's 93.
No, boy. No. Okay.
What you got, Peter? What you got?
Not from about About 5 years ago, 4 years ago? Listen, please, when it comes to Peterson slash Nagy slash Andy Reid quarterbacks, don't look at the stats. Look at the play. That offense he's got, Andy Reid's offense really pads your statistics. It really does. You got to look at the play because he's got runs a lot of stuff and, man, a lot of stuff that really makes the quarterback stats look good. But, and that's why I'm kind of scared to go with the Jags. I'm thinking about flipping to the Chargers because that offense, man, it's got some plays in there that don't really work well against very good teams. And that's why Andy Reid's only got one ring. And Naughty alluded to this about 4 years ago. Yes, he won one with the Chiefs, right? But he needed Patrick Mahomes to make that.
But Peterson won one with the Eagles over the Patriots, so.
I know, but he needed Nick Foles and all. I'm like, your boy.
Peter, it's not easy to win Super Bowl titles. So if they win one.
Just ask Dan Marino.
You want to mess this whole show up today? Let's move on to Sunday's games, please.
I'm sorry, Burley. Did that one get you out of left? I'm sorry, Burley.
Not even out of left field. That caught me out of the bullpen.
But you know, that's pretty good, though, right? That's pretty good, right?
Since we're talking quarterbacks, real quick, Frick Poll, does Derek Carr play for the Jets next season?
No.
Frick Poll?
No.
Okay.
No.
Bills and Dolphins. We know who Purdy's going with, but I'm telling you now, the weather is getting cold. It's getting cold. It's getting cold.
The weather didn't make a difference. The last time we played in below zero weather did make a difference. So we got to be ready for that. Be prepared for that. It's not going to be the weather that's going to be our demise. Not the weather.
I'll say this. If Thompson pulls out a win in Buffalo, you better give him a statue in South Beach.
So I like Buffalo at home to win that game tomorrow, man, by 10 points.
Buffalo,
I like Miami
30.
At the upset. That's my upset bird, but that's Miami's. I have two upset birds, and Miami is one.
Yeah, and Tampa's the other because you're a hater. That's why we'll get that one out of the way early. Anyway,
Buffalo by 30.
We got the Vikings and the Giants. This could go back and forth, but I'm going to tell you the X factor in my book. The X factor in my book is Justin Jefferson. They have no one to cover him. He gets off as he needs to get off. I think he makes that one play just enough. That one extra play Justin Jefferson makes pushes the Vikings over, and they beat the Giants. It's going to be a slobber knocker, and it's going to be a nail biter. This one's going to be a tight game.
It's going to be. My thing about it is Vikings can't stop Barkley. And if he has the playoff like he had a season, I think the Giants could upset them. And if the real Vikings show up, yes. But if the Vikings are DC every other week, I can flip a coin on this one.
I think it's a close game up until halftime. And then, you know, because 1 through 53, the Vikings have a better roster. I think you can hold out till halftime, and then the dam's going to break and Vikings win the game by, what do you say, double digits for the first, or double digits?
What did you say?
I like the Vikings to win. I don't know about double digits, but I like the Vikings to win.
They got a better roster.
The only thing about the Vikings don't pull up. They know how to play close games.
All right.
That's one thing about them.
All year they've been playing close games. All year.
Yeah.
So, and they're at home, so I got to go with the Vikings, man. All right, we got the Bengals and the Ravens. Bengals at home in this one. I like Joe Burrow to light another cigar. No Lamar Jackson. I like the Bengals to win.
Bengals could be all over them. Double digits.
Bengals by 20.
Chase, if you're betting on touchdown, Chase can have two.
All right. That brings us to.
I think that they just run the football in a quarter and a half in the second half because they're going to be up and the Ravens offense won't be able to do anything.
All right, we got to make this last one quick, guys. I'm going to defer to you at first. I'll give my prediction last on this one. Pearly, who you like Monday night? Cowboys and Buccaneers in Tampa.
While I believe Dallas should win this game, I never sleep on a Tom Brady playoff game. And I think this is my second upset, Brady. This is not being haters, not for real, not being haters. I just feel it. Brady can do something fantastic.
Is Jensen playing the center for the Bucs? Is he here?
No.
Okay. I'm rolling with Dallas. If Jensen was playing, I'd roll with the Bucks because we know Brady can't run at all. And I think Parsons has a field day. Parsons has at least 2 sacks in this game, and he's the reason they win, not the offense. And I believe that Dallas wins the game.
No, well, I think Jensen is playing because they don't have him on the injury report. Oh. They only have Vay and Ryan as questionable. They don't have nobody like that out unless he's out for the season.
Now, listen, if he does play, I'm still not worried about that portion of it because that means he just came off the IR and literally went to walk through practice to play this game. He's not going to be 100%.
Boy, if he's playing, they can just pound a rock right down. I mean, right
between Peter, when have they pounded the rock? The last time they pounded the rock was game one against us. And they haven't run the football worth squad douche the rest of the season. What are you talking about?
He's been out the whole season.
Well, you think now he's been out the whole season, he come back in one game and they're going to run the football? No, sir. You got to get in game shape. You got to play.
All right, it's possible.
Here's my prediction. All right? Dallas defense shows up. They get a turnover or two from the Buccaneers, possibly one off Brady.
You have both fingers crossed while you're saying this, right?
No, I'm not. They get a turnover. They put pressure on Brady because of the weak offensive line in Tampa. A lot of people have been beating up Dallas over the run, but over the last 6 weeks, Dallas has been in the top 10 in rushing defense in the league. All right? Second of all, the offense will survive a boo-boo by Dak Prescott, barring it's not a pick six. Survive a boo-boo by Dak Prescott. And I will tell you this right now. Dakota Rain Prescott writes his playoff legacy starting on Monday Night Football. He will smite the mighty smiter in Tom freaking Brady, all right? And then after they beat Tampa, he's going to move on to Philadelphia, and he's going to hurt Jalen. Then he's going to go on and take on San Francisco, just like the Cowboys used to do back in the day, put the rookie Purdy across his knee and spank that baby to sleep. And then we are going to go on and meet Josh Allen in the Super Bowl, and we own the Buffalo Bills in the Super Bowl, and Cowboys will be champions at the end of 2023, and I'll tell you why. Follow the pattern. We lost our first game. We won four. We lost one. We won two. We lost one. We won four. We lost one. We won two. And now we lost one. That means we go win four. And the four games that count makes us Super Bowl champs. Set it. Forget it. Stone cold lead pipe lock. That's my Michael Irvin bold prediction. Let's go, Cowboys.
All I know is Tuesday, don't call until you're back and you got to go to the doctor when you have a nose choke. That's all I got to say.
Now listen here. I could be here live and direct in full effect. You and your air fryer be here.
Earl, there'll be a show. It may not be on the air, but there'll be a show.
Anyway, let's get to the break, man. We got Rich Eisen taking us home. Enjoy the weekend, fellas. I appreciate your contributions. I'm sure we'll talk. Good luck, Pearly. Your team playing. Good luck to my Cowboys. And Peter, good luck next year because your Bears ain't playing this year.
No. Ha, ha, ha. I know me.
Right to the break, Mr. Producer, then to Rich Eisen to take us home, man, and we'll see you later. You too, enjoy your game. You saw a Dolphin too, that's right. Hey, Kirby, one thing I know about you, if it go bad for the Dolphins, you and Shem would be kapunkled by the fourth quarter. I work with Sean.
What do you got?
We got one for each matchup, guys.
There's six of them.
There's six. So we got six. There's six games.
Wow.
Breaking news. There's
six
games.
You've done mad work.
These were tough to come up with, to be honest. All right, what's more likely? How about quarterback to be their team starter next year? In 2023.
Geno or Purdy. I like
Geno or Brock Purdy.
Look at you.
Geno or Brock Purdy.
Look at you. Look at you. Gosh. I'm going to go Brock Purdy.
Oh, my God.
Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy to me. Brock Purdy.
Come on.
Brock Purdy's going to take this thing to the Super Bowl.
Come on.
If Brock Purdy is picking confetti out of his hair in the state of Arizona, he is absolutely the starter next year, and I think that is more likely to happen
than what?
Than the Seahawks just running it back with Geno when they're at the fifth overall pick. Okay?
Are they going to take Will Levis and start him over Geno?
I have no idea. You're asking me what's more likely. That's the construct.
That is what I'm asking.
And I think the Niners go on such a run that it's Purdy's gig. You know? And then they trade Trey Lance to the Jets so they could have two of the top three picks in that draft play for them. I don't know. I'm going really off the board here. What else you got over there, Chris?
Okay, next up, Chargers Jaguars. Now, this question might have been, your answer might have been a little different before we got the Mike Williams news. Which team has the best chance to upset the Chiefs, Chargers or Jaguars?
Oh, I'd go Chargers. I'd go Chargers.
Without Mike Williams?
Well, Mike Williams could be back there. I don't know. By 2 weeks from now, it's unlikely from what we're hearing, with a fractured back, suffered in a meaningless game. But I would take a team that's played big games in Arrowhead before and plays against this team. You always choose a division opponent over a team outside of the division that's young and is still getting their huggies dropping in a playoff game. And I understand those teams can be dangerous, but I would go with the Chargers on that respect. But I don't think they're making it. I am going to choose the Jacksonville Jaguars on game day morning tomorrow, by the way, at noon Eastern time, 4.5 hours. Fold that little promo into what's more likely. What else you got over there?
4.5 hours.
Yes, sir. 4.5 hours Saturday, 4 on Sunday. As I say it, my left eye is twitching.
All right, first game on Sunday, Dolphins and Bills in Buffalo. What's more likely, guys? The Dolphins grind it out, keep it within a score, or Bills steamroll. Three touchdown plus win.
This is a steamroll. It's a steamroll, bro. It's a steamroll.
I agree.
I mean, I watched that 9-6 Dolphins win over the Jets because deep down, I hate myself.
That's a masochist, right?
Deep down, I was. It's called a football. It's called watching the Jets the last 3 weeks is called football self-flagellation. Look it up.
Just beating yourself.
Not good.
My gosh.
I don't hear that on the red zone.
It is. Yeah.
Self-flagellation.
Because the Jets aren't on the red zone. Because you have to be in the red zone to be on the red zone. Don't get me started.
All right, next up.
Chris, let's get him started.
Middle game on Sunday. Giants-Vikings. What's more likely? Saquon goes for 125 and a touchdown and a Giants upset. Or Double J goes off 150 and a touchdown.
Saquon.
Really?
Notes to game day morning. Producers, again, I'm taking the Giants in this one, too.
You're crazy.
Oh, okay. You know what? If there was a Rich Eisen show back in the day, I know the exact time because Susie was pregnant with Xander going to the Super Bowl where the helmet catch occurred. You're crazy, Rich. The Giants are going to go on a run. The Giants are going on a run, really? Coughlin and that team?
You think this Giants team is as good as that one?
I am not saying that.
Okay.
What I am saying is the Giants have been known to go on playoff runs when least expected. If Daniel Jones looks like Eli and sounds like Eli, maybe he can play like Eli in the playoffs. Who knows? I'm taking them. Saquon doing it to the Vikings. Justin Jefferson doing it to the Giants can equally happen. I'd say actually what's more likely is both of those things happen, but the Giants still win. What else you got over there?
Rich, do you know who the Bengals' backup quarterback is?
I do not. Should I know? Why should I even know this?
Was he at my birthday party 1 year?
His name is Brandon Allen.
Was he at your birthday?
Why do I bring up Brandon Allen?
Who is a quarterback who's never been in my kitchen?
What's more likely? Higher total in the game on Sunday night, Bengals-Ravens. Mark Andrews receptions or Brandon Allen pass attempts because Joe Burrow is resting in the fourth quarter because this game is such a blowout.
Mark Andrews receptions. I will, the disrespect is real, sir. The Ravens are going to show up.
With a third string quarterback.
I get it.
Perhaps.
But they
Huntley
still
could play.
Hey, man, did you see the first sack force fumble of David Ajabo's career?
No.
It happened last week on Joe Burrow in Cincinnati in a game that was getting out of hand that the Ravens actually made a game out of.
Okay.
What else you got over there, Chris?
All right, last one. Monday night, TJ. Who's playing on Monday again? I forget.
The Varsity.
Uh-huh.
Cowboys and Buccaneers. What's more likely, the Cowboys end Tom Brady's career or Brady ends McCarthy's reign in Dallas?
Well, you've just really gone next level. You've mixed Overreaction Monday with what's more likely Friday.
It's super wild card.
I don't think Brady's career is over, and I don't think a loss actually means the end of Mike McCarthy in Dallas. How does that sound?
That's not how the game
plays. You can't do that. You gotta pick one.
Yeah. It's what's more likely.
Then what's more likely is Brady ends Mike McCarthy's reign in Dallas. Because I think the Buccaneers are winning this game, and it's not because Mike Evans is about to call this program. Note to Game Day Morning producers, I'm taking Tom Brady and the Buccaneers in this one, too, which I imagine we'll be picking on Sunday's show. Yes, that's the way I'm choosing it.
6 hours on Sunday?
That's 4 hours. Now my right eye is twitching. Yeah. So that's 4 hours Sunday, 4.5 hours on Saturday, and scene. Catch the Rich Eisen Show every single day on the Roku channel, 12 to 3 Eastern, for free.